I'd like now to welcome Spencer Wines. He is with the Bioneers, and this weekend is the Bioneers Conference. Welcome, Spencer.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Yeah, we are out in Marin County, California, where we're having our 20th big annual conference. Just wanted to say hello and let people know that we're going to be beaming in on the satellite back into our hometown of Santa Fe.
Now, this seems to be the big 21st century thing, is beaming things all over the place. We have the opera beamed from the Met to the Lenzic. We had the Laramie Project the other night. Bioneers is being beamed, so people can actually go to the Center for Contemporary Arts in Santa Fe and attend the Bioneers Conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be showing live at 10 a.m. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then they're going to repeat it at 3 to 7 in the evening. So they're going to show all five of our big keynote speeches each day, as well as art performances. And it should be pretty amazing.
The Bioneers has been around for 20 years, and they have done some incredible, what would you call it, pioneering of technologies and ways of living and ways of doing things that in this time, some of which have really made it into kind of mainstream American and world culture. Give us some examples of that.
Well, yeah, it's very much part of our mission to find new ideas, especially new ideas that are breakthrough ideas coming from nature, and to promote them. When we started having our first conference, we would talk about this concept of learning how to engineer things from nature. We didn't even have a word for it. And finally, Janine Binias in 1997 was giving one of our talks, and she talked about biomimicry. And now biomimicry has become an entire field of design for industrial design, where designers will go and they will look at nature and they will copy it, and they'll find out how best to do so, maybe taking everything from the fur of an animal to the design of a leaf, and they can use it to design new products that are a lot more environmentally friendly. And every year there's some new idea that seems to pop up like this that germinates at the conference, that gets talked about, eventually this kind of grows and catches on in the public consciousness, and it's a big part of what we get to do. You know, we have a lot of well-known speakers like Michael Pollan and Andrew Weil who are speaking this year, but we also try and find the people who aren't well-known but who should be because of the research they're doing, the work they're doing, and get that out to the public.
My favorite one to this day continues to be the mushroom that eats oil spills. Is that being used?
Yeah, Paul Stamets. He's invented the strain of mushrooms that, will literally eat oil after an oil spill. And he has a company, and they go around and they contract to do this all over the world. It's about cleaning up brownfields and that kind of thing, and using nature to do so. Again, the one thing that the message you get from the conference every year is that all these solutions to the environmental problems we have are already there, and it's a question of getting the will to implement them and the knowledge to implement them, and that's a big part of kind of what we do. It's turned into a big conference, and it's great to see that you get activists on one side who are coming together, and then you get scientists on the other side, and they interact, and next thing you know, these ideas are going from the lab to the real world.
It's a huge concept to take in that all the solutions we need are already here. That means that the barriers are either lack of knowledge or political dramas of one kind or another.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because, we have this project that we started last year. We're based in New Mexico, and we love New Mexico. So we wanted to do something about our own state as kind of an example. And what we did was we went and we did an in-depth study of all the available renewable energy in New Mexico. And we worked with Google Earth, and we created a map of the entire state of New Mexico showing if the year were 2020 and we did everything right, where we could be getting all of our energy from without using fossil fuels. And it's completely doable. I mean, we have all those resources, especially in New Mexico, probably more than any state in the union, with the solar and wind that is available. We have all those resources available. It's going to take a political will, and it's going to take the free market working properly and not being impeded by lobbying. And if we can just do those things, we could be completely off of fossil fuels in 10 years in New Mexico. The same is true with local food. We're right now doing a local food chef map of New Mexico that shows how much of our food we can get locally. All these are, ideas that are completely doable, that can be accomplished. And we just haven't, gotten there. We have to build the structure, and we have to build the will in the community to do that. And that's a large part of what the conference is about.
And another big concept is letting the free market go about its business without impediment. It actually could end up being a big boon for green industry and green energy.
Oh, well, it's always a big issue at the conference, because we have, every year we'll have speakers who will come and talk about these new ideas, and often what's standing in their way is the big interests. They're going up against Michael Pollan, for example, this year is going to be talking about how you can't reform healthcare without reforming the industrial food system. And here's a guy who has been coming under a big attack from the industrial food producers. Now, they could change their model and make a fortune in producing food that is healthier for Americans. They simply are, like what happens with a lot of large institutions. You get used to doing things a certain way, and you don't want to think about new ideas. And the big part of this conference is bringing people to come together and think about these new ideas and to promulgate them. And then they catch on, and then it seems obvious. 10 years down the road, a lot of the things we were talking about 10 years ago, they seem obvious. At the first Bioneers Conference, one of the big issues was James Hansen, the NASA scientist, who just talked about the threat of global climate change. And this was a very new idea. And for 20 years now, we've been talking about it, and it's gotten to the point where we can't simply talk anymore. We have to start taking action. We're getting together with the State of the World Forum in February in Washington, D.C. We're joining together with them to form, with several other environmental organizations, a group called the Climate Leadership Campaign. And we're going to go around and convince and talk to different states and corporations, large entities like that, to convince them that they themselves can get off fossil fuels and that they can reduce their carbon emissions by 80% by 2020, which is much more than people are even talking about in the Copenhagen talks that are coming up, but which is what is really necessary. And so this is going to come from the ground up. These solutions always seem to do, and that's something we've seen at the conference every year.
And so taking part in it, even if you just go to watch and watch the lectures and so on beamed through to the Center for Contemporary Arts, it can really change your life in some way and change your mind and help you, the listener, the viewer, the participant, to be part of the solution in some way.
It's a big deal to be able to come together with other people and to feel something that's actually hopeful and inspiring. It's really easy to get down about the state of the environment because we are in a crisis. There's no question. And the more you learn, the more depressing it gets sometimes. But the great thing about the conference is you come and your batteries get completely charged because you see that there are people who are entirely committed to solving these issues and that there are these answers out there. People come away constantly and they say it really changed my life and it gave me the impetus to really recommit myself. So a large part of what we do here is about recharging the batteries with new knowledge and information that gets everybody all pumped up.
Spencer Wines is with Bioneers. For more information, you can go to bioneers.org. You can also call the Center for Contemporary Arts in Santa Fe at 982-1338. Spencer, thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you when you're back in Santa Fe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a very little break right now, and Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.